Okay.
Hello?
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
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 Mr. President?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hello?
Good morning, Mr. President.
Hi, Mac.
I think you're caught up on most of the Dominican problems from your talk with Cy Vance, and he's going ahead to make sure that everything is double-checked before we go through with it.
Well, what I want is I want their recommendation. I've told him, though, he knows I want their recommendations so I can study them and evaluate them and see what the Brazilian general says and what Palmer says and what we're going to say when they call us and ask us for more men back.
Right. Now, he said you had a particular desire that I didn't get terribly clear talking to him, that we get some Americans, some Dominicans with American connections.
No, I told him what he ought to do with the people that are down there to see if there are any qualified people in the country, and if so, who they are. I wouldn't have the White House mess with it, though. I just let him do it through his people down there. Palmer and Bennett and whoever else he knows. He just says there's nobody that has any connection with that has any ability that could be president, and I'd like to know the half a dozen that seem to have some possibilities.
Well, I'll get that out to Bennett then, or have the department to it. You don't want me to get tangled up.
No, and I don't particularly want, I'm afraid of them. I just let him ask Palmer and Bennett when he's talking to them if they have seen any top men come to the top. I'm afraid they'll call in like they did on the FBI the other day.
Well, I see the point. We'll get it done quietly, and I'll get back to him on that.
Our sources are getting awfully bad. We're just leaking it all over the lot. Everything's bad, and I'm just getting frightened to even mention some idea I have to them, because if they don't approve them, they feel at liberty to call in the press and tell them.
Hope not.
Well, they do. We walked right into it the other day, where a presidential man did that. Kind of like Bosch is telling Shields what to do.
Yeah, that's certainly Bosch is talking a big game.
But Shields is playing it up, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're making the attack on Mora this morning, and OAS is now going to get the works from the boys.
That's the next point. If the OAS gets to a decision today, do you want to see Bunker before he goes down?
Not necessarily. I'd be glad to if there's anything that I can talk to him about. Will he leave this evening? I wouldn't want to delay him if he's there, and tomorrow's the roughest day of the year for me, so I would doubt it. But if there's anything that he wants my views on, I'd be glad to talk to him on the phone.
I think it's very important for him to have a clear sense of what your...
All right, tell him it's, if he's decided, if they get cleared and they decided, just put in a call for me.
That's what I think would be the best thing to do, so that he and you are in touch. I don't think they're going to get all that fast to a vote, because I think the brethren, there are enough people who are trying to delay this OAS party so that it will probably go over till tomorrow. But he is going to have to be the spear point of U.S. policy down there, it seems to me.
Good.
And that's going to mean that, you know, he's going to need to know how far, what kind of a direction you want to move in. Now, we don't have...
I had this thought, I don't know how it would mess, whether it'd mess things up or not, but I had the feeling that we might want to ask Bennett to fly up and have breakfast with us and go back sometime before our man went back, to let him go back together. So we could get him in line, get him get his views and consider them carefully and get the real truth out of him if he has any definite feelings, so we could...
He's done a very long dispatch, which he intended for only the department, which shows his views very clearly, and I'll stick that on the wire to you if you'd be interested.
Yes, it would.
And there's nothing irreconcilable between his views...
If Bunker, you think it's unlikely he'd get out tonight?
I don't think that, I don't, I think the odds are against it, Mr. President. You know,
all right, then what I would suggest then is that, that you ask Rusk if he sees anything wrong with Bennett flying up today, this evening. He can fly up if he wants to after dark there. They're getting ready to capture him. So, just fly up after dark. It's 3.5 hours?
It's a little longer because they have to stop to refuel to come in a Jetstar, and I'm not sure there's a Jetstar in position, but we can get one down there.
Well, if you could get one today. I let him flap tonight, and maybe he and, if we don't have a meeting of leadership in the morning, it might have him come over with Bunker before I get going my day for breakfast, then they could leave right after.
Let me try that out on the secretary and see if he can organize it.
Right. See if he has any feelings.
You know, Taylor has delayed his return.
I would, he does it every hour, and I just tell him to have one delay out there till he decides he's coming.
That's what he's done now.
They call me up every 2 or 3 hours and say there's another 24-hour delay, and I just told them to cancel the 24-hour, just say delay, period.
And that's what they've done. He was hoping to get to Columbia and take his degree, but he's put that off now. It's not because of the fighting, it's because of the political situation in Saigon, but it's better for him to give any explanation than for us to. Really, there isn't a great deal we can do until he does come back, or we know whether he is coming, at least. On the other one, I'll see what I can do. And are you having leadership tomorrow, don't you know?
I don't believe so, and you can ask Bill if there's any reason for Bill and Larry ought to determine it, and they ought to do it after they talk to Mansfield and the speaker.
Mm-hmm.
If they either feel a need for it, or feel it desirable, tell Bill to talk to Larry and have Larry explore with Mansfield, and then if they do, then we ought to have it. Then this breakfast ought to be set early enough to get it out of the way before the leadership comes in.
Yeah.
If they don't have to have it, then the breakfast could be later. I mean, the meeting could be later.
Right. If Bennett can't come, do you want to have the meeting anyway?
No, I don't think so.
With Bunker?
No, I can talk to him on the phone. He probably might be going there.
Well, no.
If we could get him over, you see, after we got up there.
Is the leadership affected by this question of a Vietnam supplemental?
Yes, I think so. I think that we ought to explore that with them, and we ought to I ought to have a chance to explore it with Fulbright and with the rest of them. I had an interesting thing. I expect Fulbright to take off on it. Do you have any conception of what reports the government put out that were inaccurate, that Lippmann and Mansfield might have been referring to? What they're saying is Shultz and Collier are much more accurate than the government look like. That's what they really intended.
No, I think there was a feeling that I don't know the detail of, that some of the embassy briefings were bad, but that doesn't seem to mean it needs to bear to what they're talking about, because Lippmann had available to him all the information the U.S. government was acting on. I guess maybe Walter thinks we went overboard on the communist issue, or that we didn't fully understand.
They're using our backgrounders, or something you said I noticed in their columns down here, saying is trying to undermine me, but I think you said in the next sentence that you agreed.
I said the opposite. They know I said the opposite.
I read the sentence itself, and I didn't think it left that impression, but that's what they're saying. I think we ought to find out if we can. From any of our studies that have been made, Ball made one on Shultz and Collier and them, and we ought to kind of make the same study on any inaccurate reporting that we did, either you or me or Bennett. Who was responsible for the Sunday night draft of my speech? You and Dick?
Well, Dick was drafting, and I was rereading, and Moyers was rereading, and...
Anybody in the State Department?
Mann was with us. He had a whack at it. You remember, people came out of that congressional session to look at the draft. The draft was done by Dick. I think there's no real problem, Mr. President. There may be one phrase in that speech says they took control that we couldn't prove, but nobody could prove the opposite, and say I've been reading a CIA retroactive study of this, which is very strong. Shows that they really were moving right up front and center in those days. They moved back in the back row, but if you look around, you can still see them as the reports show. So I don't really think that we need to worry too much about that. We're not putting our language quite strong enough for your main two speech. We ought to strengthen it up so that you can drive a wedge between us. That's obvious.
Yeah, that's what they're going to do. They're doing it pretty good here. And then what I've been afraid of, they're calling for this morning, asking you appear before the Congress. Bob Allen and Paul Scott got a column here in which they're firing up kind of, it's not the old McCarthy line, but it's almost as bad. And saying it, let me see if I can find it. We ought to do it. That's what worries me. I don't want the White House to get too close to me when they get there. I don't mind them whipping man a little bit and bending, but I don't want them whipping you and me.
Now, Scott and Allen are a difficult pair to deal with. Not the most influential, I don't think.
They're behind those press and reports. State Department is directly behind these press and reports that communists no longer a factor. The leadership playing key role in this backstage news management for Mac George Brown Bundy, the powerful foreign affairs assistant to President Johnson, and the special negotiator sent to San Domingo to end the fighting and set up a compromise government. I don't think we've ever admit that we've sent there to appoint a government or set up one. We've been there to maintain contacts with everybody, listen to their suggestions, give them our views, and try to hold things till OAS could, or somebody would do something else.
We were negotiating with people who then went out and said what they Our problem is once you're talking with Dominicans, you're talking with the newspapers, and that's what we were doing.
Bundy and Strife, Rack Capital, and the State Department in Washington, in their off-the-record briefings, have been putting out the word that the Reds no longer have consequence in rebel ranks. The real fact is they're still very crucial folks. They're still exerting very decisive influences, and foremost among them are, and they call them James Duran, and trained Jim Castro agent, active in smuggling weapons. Incidentally, have we ever caught them bringing in any weapons?
Caught who, Mr. President?
The rebels. Importing them?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Has anybody been caught importing any weapons?
Not that I know of.
All right, Bonaventura, he says so, and I hadn't heard of it, but a lot I don't hear of. Bonaventura, Johnson, and Fidello, they're leaders of pro-Moscow Communist Party. They're among, well, let's see, intelligence of spilling the beans. Admiral Rayburn is credited as being responsible for spilling these beans. According to White House insiders, the naval officer took this evidence greatly impressed. The chief executive ordered its publication. I didn't order it. I don't know. It's published before I knew it. Did you order it?
No.
Who ordered it published?
I don't recall, Mr. President. We were concerned at that period with authorizing, making names available to the press. I certainly had a role in it because we wanted to be damn sure they knew that we had a lot of evidence. And I honestly don't know exactly where those orders, how that was done. My memory isn't that clear. But in that period, I think we all felt that it was important to get some of these names out.
See, somebody's cutting on. The legislators have been told in Bundy's negotiations, Comanio, the rebel chief, no demand was made that he rid himself of any communists. On the other hand, he asserted in the discussions with Ember Hunter leader, there was strong insistence that Wesson, backstage military strongman, be exiled. Now, this is what's hitting me, and I don't know, it could be some men in power, and it bothers me. Some members of Congress are privately discussing summoning Bundy, an undersecretary man, and thereby other officials directly involved in coping with this crisis. Gus Hall, executive director, saying that Kremlin rulers made serious mistakes in Cuba. It says in here that McCormick somewhere, it quotes McCormick as saying, Speaker McCormick told one of the group of lawmakers that Admiral Rayburn's doing a job of keeping the president thoroughly informed. Which looks like it McCormick may be taking sides, assuming that there is a side between Rayburn and Mann and Bundy.
Well, I don't know. The speaker, of course, he does talk to Paul Scott.
Yes, I've watched that. I've watched that for a good many years.
Yeah.
And That looks like it here. So that disturbed me. Anyway, well, we'll just watch it and I think you could spend some very profitable time today on the questions and answers for our press conference tomorrow, and we ought to take a good time briefing there. I would imagine most of them will be on Vietnam and Dominican Republic. And I see Schultz is coming back to propagandize, so warn all your people and State Department people, and let's see who his friends are there that he has still lobbying for him. Let's watch him pretty carefully this week, so we don't put out any false impressions and that we be very restrained and put him at the highest level. If he wants to talk to anybody, let's send him in to see the secretary or something, so that he can really get our viewpoint. I thought the press conference yesterday was a rather reserved one and not too exciting.
Yeah. You mean to meet the press?
Yeah. I guess it's good from one standpoint. It's young from one standpoint. It's young from one standpoint. It's young from one standpoint.